Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to episode 8, season 2 of Black Conservative Republican Radio. I'm your host, Randy Perm, with my lovely and beautiful co-host, April Perm.
Hey.
And we have a special guest tonight, Tiffany Fitz James, coming down from Canada.
Hi. Hello.
So tonight, we're bringing you a special presentation of basically, she's going to give a perspective of what life is like in Canada. She's coming down from Toronto. So, Tiffany, go ahead and tell us about yourself, or tell them about yourself. We know you.
So, for those who don't know who I am a military spouse. I am a military spouse.
Sorry about that.
And I am Canadian, fully born in Canada, grew up in Canada, and then I moved to the States a little while ago. So I lived in the States for about 10 years, and then I moved back home, and I'm back home. And it's just crazy. The difference is crazy.
Okay, so when you speak of differences, what sort of differences do you see Canada versus the United States? Because, okay, just in case you don't know, because I know you've been back home, but so we've had a new election, and a lot of people have been claiming that ever since, you know, if our newly elected 45th was going to get elected, that they were going to move to Canada.
Right.
So, whoa, first off, those who want to just move to Canada, is it that easy for them to move to Canada?
So even though we are deemed the second friendliest country in the world, right, it's not very easy to move to Canada like that. And if you have a criminal record, if you have any type of bad history or anything like that, you're definitely not coming to Canada. We don't want your kind there. You guys can stay here. But if you guys are regular people, regular Joes, then, you know,
have a
skill or a trade or
occupation,
some type of occupation, some type of career, then Canada is definitely the good look. And I'm always welcoming Americans. Hi. But on a serious note, yeah, no, it's not that simple.
Okay.
Do your research.
Okay, so if we got back to the differences between America and Canada, what would you say is the most major difference that you can tell?
So, multiculturalism.
Okay.
Toronto is very multicultural. We have people from all works, all gyros, all...
Now, but you said Toronto. Is it that way throughout all of Canada?
So, no.
Okay.
Toronto is one of the biggest cities in Canada next to Edmonton, Alberta, but Toronto is one of the cities that's getting most popular right now. It's on the rise of being familiar for people like Drake, Celine Dion, Jim Carrey, Martin Short, a whole bunch of Canadians come from there. They come here and then become famous. Toronto is multicultural. They have everything you can possibly think of and then some that you can't think of as far as people go.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't, in Canada we would say we don't wash no face, we don't pay that stuff no attention, where in America, when I was living here, it was just simple, black, white, Hispanic. And that's it. When I went back home, I was shell-shocked for a little bit because I was like, oh, my goodness, there's tons of different people, right? But it's a lot different that way.
So let me back up a few minutes here. I got engaged in something else a minute ago. What is your background?
So my parents are Trinidadian, but I was born in Canada, Edmonton.
Okay.
So well, I have a West
Indian
background.
You know what's so funny? What's so funny is that we stayed some time in Edmonton when we were driving up from Texas to Alaska.
Right.
And Edmonton was one of the cities that Randy had to drag me by my feet and heels to leave because I said, no, just drop me off here, go to Alaska, have your fun, and I'll just stay here for the next 3 years? Because I loved Edmonton so much. So have you been back to Edmonton as an adult?
Yes, one time.
Did you enjoy it?
I love Edmonton. It's where I was born.
But honestly speaking,
if you ever want to come visit Canada and get a feel for the different people, the different walks of life,
the diversity, how
Toronto works, mm-hmm. you want to come to Toronto. It's one of the loveliest places in Canada.
Cool. Thank you for sharing that. And so what is life like that now that you lived in the United States? Sorry about that. Now that you lived in the United States.
They're funny.
The commentary is.
You're not supposed to pay attention. You're not supposed to read and keep going. Okay, so for all our listeners on the radio,
we have
a guest tonight, and she was taking time to.
She's actually reading the commentary.
That's from live, and she's cracking up.
So,
I'm sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. It gets the best of us on nights. But so I was saying, like, the lifestyle that you once knew prior to leaving Canada when you went to Alaska, what is the lifestyle like now? Being a black woman in Toronto,
it's great right now.
I heard that Canada has been having a lot of racial problems ever since our 45th president has been elected. So, is it still wonderful like it was, or is it different?
So,
be honest. We want to know.
It's still wonderful like it was,
mm-hmm.
but we do have. Some radical groups that just want to be mean. And in Canada, we're not mean. So what you guys deem as racist
over Canada.
Here, right,
okay.
right,
so what's
right.
Tell us what's happening because we don't know.
So right now we have people trying to take the Jewish things that they put on their door. I'm sorry if anyone's Jewish, by the way. I don't exactly know the politically correct name.
Okay, the Star of David.
They have something that the Jewish put on their door for protection or whatever, and right now people are going around vandalizing that. So it's not direct.
Oh, it's a hate crime on Jews.
Is there any
other hate crimes that are being carried out towards a specific?
We have the Jews. Mm-hmm. Right now, we had a shooting or a bomb scare. For Islamic schools, because we have a lot of Islamic schools out there, and it's really sad because our country is not deemed on that. I am Canadian. I'm a very proud Canadian, and I enjoy the fact that we are deemed the second friendliest country in the world because we are. But it's sad when your president. can come into office.
But
and
can I ask a question? Can I ask you a question? Now, I understand. This is my sister. She knew fully aware of where I was going with this. So, therefore, it's not like I'm just catching her off guard.
Right.
You know, okay? So, what I want to ask is this, which is, you say that it's our president, but can you honestly say that these weren't feelings that these people had all along? Because understand, in order for someone to start doing this, it's not something that they just woke up overnight and said, hey, I'm going to do this. No, it's something that they felt deep down inside, hey, I want to do this. And now all of a sudden, now they're feeling empowered to do it. So it's always been there, yes or no?
It has always been there. And racism anywhere in the world is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as though people should just love one another for who they are and what they're about. And if you don't like somebody or somebody's race, keep that stuff to yourself. Like,
you wouldn't want to know?
I don't want to know. Keep it to yourself. You don't like my color. You don't like my personality. You don't like my tattoos. You don't like my piercings. Whatever the reason is, keep that to yourself. I feel like people have these things in them.
Mm-hmm.
And your president is just giving it.
He's only a spokesperson.
Yeah, he's just giving it power.
He's not giving it any power.
But in Canada, he's like.
Okay, so the optics.
Yeah.
So the optics in Canada to Canadians is that he is fueling the hatred and stuff that we currently see in America right now.
So
is that the optics that you Canadians are seeing?
So,
Don't read the comments down there. Ignore Derek.
Right, Derek. Derek. But I don't believe so. I believe that people do what they want to do, you know? And I'm not a Trump supporter either.
And Derek is correct on his comment there. He says, I don't believe that there are many true racists in this world. Instead, I believe there are many people who don't necessarily agree with certain cultures.
And that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
And I
do agree with that as well.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I agree with that as well. But, again, I think people use Trump as a way to get what they want out.
They use him as a spokesperson, and that's what I can say, because honestly, at the end of the day, I cannot truly say that Trump is a racist. I honestly can't say that, okay, based off of what I've learned about him and what I've studied about him. I can't just wholeheartedly say that he's a racist. Now, can I say that he may be a bigot?
I can.
Maybe. Can I say he's a racist? No.
Why? Why can't you say he's
because
a racist?
Because bigotry and racism
it's are
two different things.
But why can't you say he's a racist?
What has he shown me that's racist? He's not done anything racist. He's done a lot of things that shows that he's a bigot, but he's not done anything that shows that he's a racist.
So when you say he hasn't shown anything about being a racist,
mm-hmm. He has never denied black people the opportunity to come to the table. He's never degraded black people. No, he actually
is politically wrong.
No, but we don't have to be
politically
but he's not but he's
wrong.
Not but he's not politically correct. So
no,
what do you say?
He's not politically correct.
And so he doesn't have to.
But he knows very well that if he was to say, excuse my language.
No language. Go ahead.
If he was to say F the Negroes,
but
right?
He won't say that.
Correct.
But he won't say that.
He knows that he's going to lose how many votes?
But he won't say that because he really doesn't feel that way. He doesn't feel like F the Negroes. What he actually feels like is there's black and white and whatever else in between. But he acknowledges, he always acknowledges black people and white people.
Because he's smart.
It may be because he's smart, but what I'm saying is that he's not done anything outright racist. And you just admitted, well, he doesn't do it because it's politically correct. You say it's because of politics, but I'm saying that he's not a politically correct person.
How many black friends does Donald Trump have? Let's count. Amber Rose. How many?
Amber Rose.
What about Ben Carson?
Is he black? Is Ben Carson black? Can somebody put, is Ben Carson black?
Yes, he is black. Ben Carson is black. How about Don King?
Is Don King black?
Wow. Reverend Al Sharpton. Now what?
They're all not black.
Kanye West.
Really?
Kanye West.
Wash out. Steve Harvey.
Wait, hold on. Steve Harvey?
I can keep going down the list. Oprah Winfrey, tell me go ahead and say, I'll slap you in your face right now. Tell me that my idol is not black.
I agree. Oprah Winfrey
okay,
is
thank
black.
You.
She's
all right.
Black.
All right.
This is why we don't have guests.
We are on national radio
right.
And Facebook here, so let's get back on course.
Right.
Y'all can banter about this. Now, by the way, to our listeners and Radio Land there on Blog Talk Radio and Facebook, we're actually planning on doing an extended conversation or broadcast, if you will. So for those that's listening on the radio there, you can jump on Facebook and follow us live as we continue to banter because we have 15 minutes left of the show.
Wow.
So, yeah, time flies when you're having fun. So I wanted to ask you, in terms of, I know you mentioned the immigration piece a few minutes ago. So how does the Mounties, is that what they're called there, the police?
The RCMPs, the police offices, the Mounties.
So what are they called?
What's
the technical name? I don't know.
RCMPs.
Okay. How do they handle illegal immigration?
Okay. First off, our RCMPs, our Mounties, whatever you want to call them, police officers, peace officers, whatever you want to call them, they don't handle immigration. It's not their job to handle immigration. The job of police officers and peace chiefs or Mounties, RCMPs in Canada is to protect and serve the community. We don't need to protect and serve our community from immigrants because immigrants help.
But in Canada, immigrants have been turned around at the border. They have been turned around, those fleeing from here due to our president.
And the reason why they're being turned around at the border is
not the reason, but who turns them around?
Oh, Border Patrol.
So you have separate
Border Patrol.
We have several borders crossing between the two countries, the states. And
so you guys actually do feel like that, hey, if you want to come into our country, you come in the right way. You don't just sneak over and then live amongst us.
Derek,
so,
I know
yes or no.
That's the quote from Booker T. Washington. Good job. I like that. Thank you.
A,
that's one of my favorite quotes.
Please don't be rude. So you guys have Border Patrol. So no one can just cross the border.
But if you have, and I probably shouldn't be saying this on the radio nor on live.
Oh, go ahead.
But if you have a baby and you're crossing the border, and you're coming in illegally, and it's a baby or anything with Muslims or Islamic people right now, they're tending to take
them
in for asylum.
No, that's refugees. Refugees are the Muslims. But the babies are not refugees. So what are they?
They're considered immigrants because they're not Canadian.
But they'll take them in.
They'll take the refugees
but
in.
But just
as well.
A regular person sneaking across the border,
no.
What would happen?
You would get arrested at the border and probably detained until you can turn around and go back to your country. But they're not going to arrest you for entering like that. They'll turn you around before they arrest you.
Wow. So is that why all my people who said that once Donald Trump gets elected that they're going to go to Canada, is that why you haven't left yet? Because you're having citizenship issues? I'm just wondering. But okay.
So. I'm trying to cram in as much as I can, or much as we can, in this little bit of time. And there's a question from the field. From Derek. And that's actually a legitimate question. Can I walk into Canada illegally and get on welfare? So I can answer that.
Right here, Derek. Right here, I got you. As a matter of fact, if you're an immigrant in Canada and you're illegal, and yeah, we do have a welfare system, and our welfare system pays about $400 a month for you to eat, and pays about $400 worth of your rent. But in Canada, honestly speaking, in Canada, $400 of food is
nothing.
One bag of milk, and I said bag because we have bag milk, not cartons, and a carton of eggs. Maybe one pack of meat and probably some cleaning products, and that's it for $400.
Their money is not like our money.
Yes.
Our money is worth way more.
Cost of living is extremely high in Canada. Real estate is going up millions of dollars.
As an illegal, can I get
you
welfare?
Yes.
As an illegal?
Yes. You have to have an ID.
What type of ID?
They require a picture ID.
Does it have to be Canadian?
Yes, they want you to have some type of Canadian address.
So if I'm illegal?
If you're an illegal, you have some type of Canadian address. You have to have a physical address.
Oh.
So then it's like American in that way, which is as long as you have an American address, even if you're illegal, you can get benefits.
No, it's not because I lived here for a long time and I was an immigrant. I am an immigrant, right, to the States. And it wasn't easy at all to get any type of help here at all as an immigrant, because I'm not Mexican. I'm Canadian, though.
Wow.
Hispanic. I didn't mean it like that. I was Hispanic. But,
wow.
I didn't get any type of help here.
But you have to realize
whatsoever.
That you're not the average-looking Canadian, so that's another reason why
you're... What is
an
average-looking Canadian? Please, tell me.
Not dark-skinned.
We are. There's a lot of us out there.
In
okay.
Toronto.
So my
not in Edmonton. Anyway, go ahead.
So my next question.
Mm-hmm.
I know I know a lot of Canadians. I know you all see the demonstrations, the protests, and stuff like that that's going on in the United States. What are some of the perceptions that you get up there in Canada based on what's going on down here in the U.S.? Whether it's the Day Without Immigrants, the women's rights protesting day. Even just this week, we had the day without women.
Women's International.
Right. So
protest day. You mean?
Yeah.
So what are some of the perceptions and things that y'all
experience? This is what we do in Canada. We back you guys up. We're a sister country. We're right next door to you guys. We back you guys with everything you guys do. We have women activists in Canada that when it was International Women's Day and you guys were over here protesting and telling women not to shop and buy on this day to show how important women are, we were doing that in Canada too. When you guys are protesting for violence with police officers and people, we're over there protesting too. So our voices need to be heard for everybody. It's not an American thing. It's not a Canadian thing. It's not an Iraq thing. It's a people thing.
So do you guys have the same rate of police brutality as we have against young black men?
No.
Okay. So then, therefore, you guys can't be, you cannot possibly be marching or...
Oh, yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can. And the reason why we're protesting and marching is because we understand what you guys are over here dealing with.
The French understand everything.
Who's French?
Canadians, French, or British. Doesn't matter. We've had a long talk about it.
Doesn't matter.
You friendly people understand everything, which is why stuff happens to you guys, because you guys are so loving and welcoming and open. And what I want to say to this is, don't get me wrong, I don't think that you guys should ever change it the way that you are, because we need countries like that in the world. However, we also need countries that say that everything's not happy-go-lucky, everything is not cherry-merry-roses, and, you guys are all enemies, and so therefore you can't come here. I'm just saying that because I honestly believe, I love the way that Canada does things. I love it, and I truly believe that Canada can be a role model to everyone. The problem with Canada being a role model to everyone is that you have extremists, whether they are radicals or whether they are racist, you have extremists in every fact of life that will prohibit America or other countries modeling or mimicking Canada. And I truly believe that. So with that being said, we can't have countries like you all over the place, because then we'd have those radical hate-filled people that would just infiltrate us and just annihilate us, because we just love everybody.
The thing about that is we haven't been annihilated yet.
But you guys were just attacked.
Attacked where?
What do you mean where? You don't remember? They just went and shot up a synagogue?
Oh, that's not enough. When you say that, that's happening everywhere right now.
Exactly.
But we're not...
So you need to step your game up.
We don't... No, you guys need to step your game up. We're okay. We have health care. Let's just go down the list.
That's a great topic.
We have health care.
That's a great point.
I'm bringing it back to the radio.
So, go ahead. Y'all bantering. y'all do that crap after the show. So, the healthcare system, which is a huge thing right now in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the GOP just passed a modified version of Obamacare, mm-hmm. or the Affordable Care Act. So, in Canada, how does your universal health system work?
I know that in Canada, if I was there, I could go to a regular pharmacy and get Percocet.
April.
Without a prescription.
No.
April. Let her explain. We're down to five minutes.
Okay. So, universal health care.
This is why we don't have guests.
Universal health care in Canada is totally different. It's different, but it's not different. Do keep into consideration that even though we have health care for our whole life, our hospitals are not really private owned, so that means there's a massive waiting people in there. It's a massive waiting.
Right.
It's even though we have free health care, everybody's
right.
equal, so it's not. And I don't disagree with that. I just feel as though maybe they should have it set up slightly different in that, you know, form of work. We do pay for our medicine, though. We do pay for our prescriptions. The only way we don't pay for our prescriptions is if you're on assistance, then the government actually pays for your prescriptions, dental, and covers everything for you, but including dentistry. So, again, even though we have free health care, we do not have some of the same perks that you guys have here having privatized health care or Obamacare.
So
that
do you feel like it's better to have privatized health care versus universal?
I know that everybody in Canada is probably going to chew my head off. But, again, like I said, I was a military wife. So I before I was a military wife, I was a single person in America. So I know all three different works of it. And honestly speaking, I would prefer to privatize my medical.
Okay.
I know that sounds kind of weird because I can always go home, and if something was to happen, I can always go home and get help, but it's the kind of care.
Right.
You want to pay for your care. You want to pay for your health. This is your health, people. Like, if everything is free, people tend to think that it's, you know what I'm saying? People tend to think it's free, so they don't give you the best of what you can possibly get.
That's how I feel. So I actually have another question about the health care, with the health care being said. So is it not easier for you to get pharmaceutical drugs there in Canada versus the United States?
Oh, it's really easy.
I just told you that. You said no. You just said no under your breath.
Okay, we're down to the final 2 minutes.
So we're gonna have to close out the radio.
We're gonna close out the radio portion of the show. So Tiffany, real quick, please tell us where you what you're doing with yourself. You know, personally wise, the business, the entrepreneurial side of you.
Someone can find you.
Because yeah.
Okay.
And
now, people, this is very, very important. Check us out at PBP Financial, People Between People Financial. It's a new way to borrow money, peer-on-peer lending. Check out the platform, www.pbpfinancial.com. We're on Facebook. We have Instagram. We're on Google. Just check us out. And, you know, we want investors. We want borrowers. We're here to help everyone.
Cool.
Let's help each other, you know. Let's help each other, community.
That's what I'm talking
awesome.
About.
Awesome. And as a caveat, because she's a very bashful person, I don't know if you picked that up or not, but she also has a clothing line that's coming out pretty soon. And
Money Mayhem
is what it's called. And so be on the lookout for that, and please support. And also, she is in the process of producing her
Please
check that out. And
it's called June Love. You guys look out for author Tiffany Fitch James, June Love. It's going to be on Amazon. It's going to be everywhere. Get it.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
So with that in mind, we want to wish our listeners a wonderful night. Good night and God bless. We, like I said, we will be continuing the live portion of this. We have just a couple more topics that we want to talk about. But understand our radio listeners, please be on the lookout. On the Perham Fam, that's coming to you in April, and we are looking forward to purchasing pizza for someone soon, as long as they tune in and can answer our questions. All right, love you, radio listeners, and we will see you next week. Good night and God bless.
Yep, and you can catch us on Facebook. You can continue following the show live for the next few minutes there, and also follow me on Twitter at rperham, and you can shoot me an email. rperm@gmail.com, and you can follow me or connect with me on LinkedIn as well. And we'll talk to you all later, Radio Land. And like I said, you can jump over onto Facebook Live on my feed, Randy Perham, and continue to follow the conversation for the next 20 minutes or so. All right, good night. God bless.